This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. The Orioles set a franchise record with their 112th loss, absorbing a 19-3 thrashing by the Red Sox in Game 1 of a doubleheader in Boston. Baltimore avoided loss number 113 in a 10-3 win over Boston in the nightcap. The Red Sox have the night off as they prepare to host the Yankees Friday at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay edged the New York Yankees 8-7. The series continues today at 1:10. And Yankees shortstop Didi Gregorius and center fielder Aaron Hicks could return from injuries during the season-ending weekend series in Boston. Gregorius has been cleared to resume baseball activities after tearing cartilage in his right wrist during a head-first slide last weekend. Hicks left Monday night's 4-1 win over Tampa Bay with left hamstring tightness, but an MRI showed no grade, strain, or tear. And the Mets shut out the Braves 3-0. The pair face off again tonight at 7:10. Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy expects to play at Green Bay on Sunday after missing one game with a rib cartilage injury, even though coach Sean McDermott described him as day-to-day. McCoy has been sidelined since the Bills played the Chargers September 16th. The Patriots have placed running back Rex Burkhead on injured reserve 3 days after he left the game against the Lions with a neck injury. The Patriots also placed linebacker Jawan Bentley on IR. And the NFL Super Bowl ticketing policies will be put under a microscope this week in a New Jersey courtroom. The state's Supreme Court will hear arguments today in the case of a man who says the league violated state consumer fraud laws for the 2014 game at MetLife Stadium. Josh Finkelman says he had to pay more than double the $800 face value because the NFL made only 1% of the tickets available to the public. The NFL says in court filings that its policy didn't violate state law. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.